Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Way of Life. I'm your host, Gus Holland, and today is another Motivational Monday episode. Today's episode is focused on the quote, "It is exercise alone that supports the spirits and keeps the mind in vigor." This is a quote by the Roman philosopher Marcus Tullius Cicero, and it truly highlights the holistic benefits of exercise, not just for the body, but also for your mental well-being. So, it's not a foolproof plan, but if you're having a bad day or you need a little pick-me-up or even just a change in your day-to-day happenings, try and do some form of exercise. And really, especially for mental well-being, choose something that you truly enjoy. If it's a hike, go for a hike. If you like swimming, if you like playing sports or like paintball or anything like that, go try it out, you know. Change the trajectory of your day or your week or month or whatever it is. In keeping with the Roman theme, I'd like to read a quick little story that I think goes well with that quote. So Cincinnatus was a Roman statesman and a farmer who lived around 460 BC. He is remembered for his humility, integrity, and dedication to the well-being of Rome. According to historical accounts, during a time of crisis for the Roman Republic, Cincinnatus was appointed as dictator, and which was a temporary position granted during emergencies. The story goes that he was working on his farm when he received word of his appointment as dictator. Excuse me. Despite his humble lifestyle, he answered the call to serve Rome. He immediately set aside his plow and took up the mantle of leadership to address the threat facing the Republic. After successfully resolving the crisis and restoring stability to Rome, Cincinnatus voluntarily relinquished his power and returned to his simple life as a farmer. He chose not to exploit his position for personal gain or for prolonged authority. This embodies the virtues of selflessness and civil duty. Cincinnatus's story is often cited as an example of virtue and the idea of the citizen soldier. His commitment to duty and his ability to transition seamlessly between roles from farmer to dictator and back to farmer again reflect the values of discipline, resilience, and service to his community. In the context of exercise and self-improvement, the story of Cincinnatus illustrates the idea that physical strength and mental fortitude can be cultivated through hard work and dedication. By maintaining his physical fitness and mental clarity through his agrarian lifestyle, Cincinnatus was able to rise to the occasion when called upon to lead, demonstrating the importance of holistic self-care in achieving personal and societal success. The story of Cincinnatus is much longer and much more drawn out. I might go into it more in depth at a later time, but for this specific episode, I just wanted to kind of touch on it. I think it's a great way to kind of add a little bit to that quote. His full name is Lucius Quinctius, I don't know, Cincinnatus. He is, I guess, the basis of where the town Cincinnati in the United States got its name. So it is based upon the Society of Cincinnati, which is based on his morals and virtues as a Roman hero. So that was something new that I learned that I thought was really interesting. And like I said, I'll touch on it more in depth at a later time, but I thought it was very motivational. And his, I guess, because he was not only such a good farmer and citizen, but also obviously physically capable of handling such a stressful load, he was chosen to step up and help his community. I'm going to wrap up this episode today. Keep it pretty short because a lot has been going on with me that I've just been trying to kind of play catch up with everything. Just to catch everyone up in regards to my stuff. I have fully quit the post office. I worked there about 13 years, and I'm not going to really harp on any of the negatives or anything, but for a long time I had been trying to set myself up and my family up in a situation or predicament that would be as comfortable as possible when transitioning out of the post office. So yes, it is, you know, on paper, it is easy to quit a job, you know, but not necessarily when you're trying to maintain current lifestyle and pay all the same bills and everything like that. So it took me longer than expected to get out of the post office, but I did it. And so I'm super happy and super grateful that I was able to accomplish that. I'm also about 1 month away from receiving my bachelor's degree. I guess not receiving the degree, but completing my degree plan for my master's of business administration with a focus in IT management. I did the focus in IT management because I am interested in IT. I thought it'd be interesting, and why not kind of add a specialization to my degree? From there, I am going to go for my master's degree. And yeah, I'm just super excited about that. It's a lot of changes. Obviously, I've had a job change, been going to school, etc. And yeah, so it's just been a lot. But I appreciate everybody that's stuck with the podcast and that have been supporting and enjoying the episodes. If you do enjoy these episodes, please share it with a friend or family or your workout group or whatever. That is the number one way to help me in the podcast. You can check out wayoflifepodcast.com. That's where you're going to find all the different ways to listen to the podcast, as well as merch and the blog, which is kind of an active work in progress, but bear with me on that. Other than that, thank y'all so much for the support again. I hope you'll have a great week, and an episode will be coming out this Wednesday. So keep an eye out for that. All right. Love y'all. Bye.